Here's the way a typical meeting of the Budget Conference Committee has gone. Four Democrats and four Republicans sit down across from each other at a table. One party floats an offer on a given subject like higher ed funding or property tax relief. It's mostly stuff that they want, so the other side makes little or no attempt to come up with a counter. Instead, they trade barbs that have by now become familiar. At this latest meeting, lawmakers talked for a little more than 2 hours and got nowhere. Republican Speaker Mike Hipsch predicted how the next meeting would go unless something changes.
We're going to come up here and you're going to tell us how bad our budget is, and we'll tell you how bad your budget is, and we don't really resolve much.
Wisconsin is one of only three states whose fiscal year started July 1st that still don't have budgets, and there are no signs that things will get moving here anytime soon. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Judy Robson says this is a very important part of the process, especially now that more people can watch it over the Wisconsin Eye cable network.
Our different visions need to be explained so that the folks out there in Wisconsin who wonder why things happen the way they do can be brought in and understand what we're doing.
Wisconsin has a history of drawn-out budget battles when the legislature is under split control. Twice in the late 90s, a budget wasn't signed until October. Part of the reason is the lack of urgency at this stage in the game. Unlike many other states, Wisconsin's old budget automatically renews itself if there's not another one in its place. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.